Russia is warning that we'll have an appropriate response to Britain's announcement yesterday that the UK will expel 4 Russian diplomats. The expulsions are the latest in a bitter diplomatic standoff between Britain and Russia over the poisoning of former KGB officer Alexander Litvinenko. NPR's Gregory Pfeiffer reports from Moscow.
Britain touched off the latest diplomatic storm yesterday. It accused Russia of refusing to cooperate over a request to extradite the top suspect in the British investigation into Litvinenko's murder. Andrei Lugovoy was with Litvinenko the day he fell ill from the rare radioactive substance polonium last November. British Foreign Secretary David Miliband told Parliament London is seriously disappointed by Moscow's attitude.
The facts, Mr. Speaker, are that a UK citizen has suffered a horrifying and lingering death. His murder put hundreds of others, residents and visitors, at risk of radiation contamination.
Miliband said British police believe Lugovoy, a former security service officer, killed Litvinenko by poisoning his tea during a meeting in a London hotel. The Russians say their constitution forbids extraditing Russian citizens, but that a criminal case could take place in Russia. Miliband rejected the idea.
The allegations against Mr. Lugovoy refer to a crime against a British citizen in London. The appropriate venue for the trial is therefore London.
Miliband said Britain would expel 4 Russian diplomats and review its relations with Moscow. Experts say the diplomats are probably intelligence officers. Russian politicians have reacted with scathing criticism, and Deputy Foreign Minister Alexander Grushko said today Moscow's official response could affect vitally important cooperation on security matters. Our reaction will be direct and adequate, he said. The British authorities will be informed about it very shortly. Yesterday, Foreign Ministry spokesman Mikhail Kamenin accused the British authorities of politicizing the Litvinenko case in order to justify their own refusal to extradite 2 prominent Kremlin critics. We believe the British position is immoral, he said. It will have the most serious consequences for Russian-British relations as a whole. Moscow is furious over Britain's sheltering of Russian dissident tycoon Boris Berezovsky and Chechen rebel spokesman Ahmed Zakayev. Both men were close to Litvinenko, who on his deathbed blamed Russian President Vladimir Putin for ordering his murder, something the Kremlin has strongly denied. The man at the center of the current Russo-British standoff, Andrei Lugovoy, remains free in Russia, where he's countered the allegations against him with his own accusation that British intelligence was involved in Litvinenko's killing. In a television interview yesterday, Lugovoy again denied involvement in the murder.
The British authorities' actions once again demonstrate that, above all, the Litvinenko affair is a political matter.
The escalation of the Litvinenko crisis comes amid generally deteriorating relations between oil-rich Russia and the West. Britain says no retaliation by Moscow against the expulsion of its diplomats would be justified. But many commentators here believe the Kremlin is relishing this latest chance to demonstrate its new self-confidence on the world stage. Gregory Pfeiffer, NPR News, Moscow.